December 9th, 2016, top 10 tax tips. Good morning. As year-end approaches, the natural inclination for many of us is to start winding things down. But when it comes to tax planning, this is the time for reviewing and assessing what actions to take. After today, we essentially have only 10 more business days left in 2016, so I thought I'd share my top 10 tax tips, one for each day. Always number one is to give. Christmas is about giving. God gave us his son Jesus, and we give too. And if you give by December 31st, you get your charitable donation receipt dated for 2016 and the tax savings a whole year earlier. Many charities require an earlier date as many offices are closed during the holidays, and December 31st is a Saturday this year. Think about giving an RESP as a gift. A registered education savings plan also makes a great gift for families with children age 17 and younger. It's a gift that gets matched with grants and potentially bonds from the government. The deadline for this is December 23rd. Number two, speaking of families, if you have children under 16, listen up. 2016 will be the last year to claim your children's fitness and arts credit. The credit for 2016 is $500 and the arts credit is $250. In 2017, both these credits are eliminated. Number three, also ending in 2016 are the education and textbook credits for post-secondary students. Fortunately, any unused education and textbook credits can be carried forwarded, and the tuition credit remains unchanged for 2017. Number four, new for 2016 is the home accessibility tax credit. It can be claimed by anyone 65 years or older who is eligible to claim the disability tax credit. It's for amounts that you spend up to $10,000 on permanent alterations or renovations to a dwelling where the purpose is to improve the person's access or function within that dwelling. Number five, speaking of disabilities, some common conditions that regularly qualify for the disability tax credit are juvenile diabetes, mobility and cognitive issues, digestion and breathing disorders, hearing impaired, and blindness. Another financial tool to help those with a disability is the Registered Disability Savings Plan, my favorite. The RDSP offers a tax shelter for investment income and growth, but the real benefit is up to 300% matching in government grants and even more in bonds. We've been able to turn $9,000 in contributions to $30,000 in capital with those matches. Grant and bonds are available up until the year in which you turn 49, but you can still contribute up until the year you turn 59 to a maximum lifetime amount of $200,000. Number six, for retirees and seniors, contributions made to a spousal RSP, if withdrawn by the account holder before the end of the second calendar year following the contribution, will be attributed back to the spouse who made the contribution. So, if contribution is made this month, a withdrawal with no attribution can be made in 2019. Number seven, also relevant to seniors, contributions to an RSP may only be made up to December 31st of the year in which you turn 71. That'll make it difficult to use RSP earned in that year since it's credited only after the year end. One way to deal with this is to make the contribution in December, suffer the 1% over contribution penalty for that 1 month, and then be back on site in January when the room is credited. The other option is contribute to a spousal RSP in the new year, assuming your spouse is younger. Number eight, for those interested in estate planning, you may be aware that currently, deposits made into a life insurance policy in excess of the annual premium obligations may be accorded tax-free growth within the policy. However, things are tightening up in 2017, and new policies won't have these same liberties. Number nine, for investors, if you own corporate class mutual funds, you may want to rebalance as switches between classes will be taxable positions starting in 2017. For long-term investors, if you realized capital gains this year or any other year back to 2013, you may apply any capital losses realized this year against those gains. But be sure to execute the trade by Friday, December the 23rd, the last trading day of the year. Number 10, last but not least, if you own your own home, pay attention. There are new reporting obligations regarding your principal residence exemption. Starting in the 2016 year, you will be required to report basic information such as the date of acquisition, your total cost, and the proceeds of disposition and the description of the property on your income tax and benefit return when you sell your principal residence in order to be eligible to claim the full principal residence exemption. These are just a brief overview of some of the important 2016 year-end tax issues. With many of these tax matters, time is of the essence. So as you count down the remaining days in 2016, keep these 10 items in mind as they relate to your personal situation. And remember, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. Proverbs 12:15. Have a wonderful weekend.